Hello friends, I'm going to talk about lesson 5 of English Power. It's called Thought Mastery. Let's start. What is thought mastery? It is controlling and managing your thoughts. If you can manage and control your thoughts, you can change and shift your thoughts, and you can change and shift your motivation and emotions, and finally you can change and shift your actions. A lot of what we're going to talk about today comes from NLP. NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Neuro, something to do with the nerves or the brain or nervous system. Linguistic, we've learned already, means language. And program is similar to a programming computer, telling it something what to do. What it talks about is how to program your brain with language and thoughts and pictures. NLP is designed to help you kind of control your brain a little better to decide the kind of images and thoughts you want to have in your brain. In fact, in this technique, you choose the pictures and thoughts in your brain. One of the key techniques of NLP is to take images that you have in your brain and modify them. So a lot of times we have negative pictures in our head and we don't realize how powerful they are, how much they affect us, how they change the way we feel, and how they change the way we act. What we want to do is look at this negative picture and that we make in our head and change them and make them a positive picture. I'm gonna give you an example. Let's talk about English class. Imagine you had an English class. What do you see? What picture comes in your head when I say English class? I tell you about when we were students in school. We were sitting at little desk in rows without movement and smiling while we were bored and we look unhappy, and our teacher was writing on the blackboard a lot of vocabulary and grammar rules. The quality of this picture, my head is small, dark and silent, without movement and also far away from my eyes. As you know, our thoughts can affect our actions and our feeling. In result, we have to change the negative picture that we have in our brain, and for achieving this goal, we need to NLP. If I want to change my belief about English and English classes, one thing I can do is change the picture I make in my head. In this example, instead of a negative picture that I have in my brain, I can see a circle of students. And then I can add color and smiling and movement and sounds in my pictures. Now people are up, they're jumping around, they're moving and talking and they're alive. Now I bring this picture closer to me and bigger so it fills up everything in front of me. Okay, we can do this process with any negative things in our head. In fact, you take a negative picture in your head and make it darker and darker, and then push it away until disappear to nothing, and replace it with a big, colorful, and loud and happy picture, and then step in it and be part of it. You can do this process with any negative memory in your head and repeat this process 100 to 200 times. If I want to say in a nutshell, first you take a negative picture and make it darker and darker and put it away farther and farther, and then bring a big, happy, colorful picture in front of your eyes closer and closer. So after we did it enough time, in the future when you think about English, automatically you can see in your head a big, happy, wonderful picture and you feel really good. If you did this technique, it will give you so much more energy when you learn English, and it will totally change your feeling about learning English. That will help your motivation and that will cause you to learn faster, and it will make a big changes to the way you feel about English and will really boost up and strengthen your motivation. Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.